Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
the Cool Hill Man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
What's the expression about if bad luck were... If bad luck were...
Go ahead.
Something we'd have... somebody help me with that.
I don't know this one.
Don't know the expression, so go ahead.
There's a lot of bad luck.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
No, I always try to make sure that I did everything in my power to kind of empty the tank before I got to the field.
Okay. So, very smart.
That's why you empty out the tank. Then if you're nervous, you got nothing left.
Not everybody has like the control of their bowels as you do.
No.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Again, it's he said, she said, she said, she said.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shyma.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis.
Do you think it's because Porzingis and other guys on the team had issues going number two, which is why they shot all those threes?
Could be.
And Shine.
So they have songs with actual lyrics in it, like, you know.
Yeah, I want to be the very best.
Okay.
Like no one ever was.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What up?
Celtics Wednesday on this show.
Yep.
Curtis, good morning.
Oh, baby.
That was a big Pacers win last night, Coach.
Huge. What a game. What a game. What a game. The Cavs.
Another one where Cavs were cruising along. Were they up by 20, at least 20, 22 at one point in that game?
Yeah, they were up by 20.
And they blow it.
And, yeah, what a game.
They're hurt, though. I think that the Pacers are just going to – I think they're dead in the water. It's unfortunate for Cavs fans. Like, I feel bad for Cavs fans because you got three guys that are out that are kind of the heart of your team.
Right, but you're up late in that game by double digits. And I think in the last maybe 45 seconds of the game, the Cavs were up by six or five, and that's when Neesmith caught the ball off the rim, and then the Then the Cavs turned the ball over, and then it was just that last-second shot by Halliburton.
Where was his dad? I was looking for him.
His dad was probably at home celebrating after he got his own rebound after a missed free throw.
Well, now they're going to have to. Now he can't come back. No. Now he can never come back.
No, hell no.
He's the jinx as to we are the jinx to Lucas Giolito.
Oh, wow.
Who had a bit of a rough fourth inning for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, it was downpouring, though, so you kind of give him a pass on that
one.
It was bad, though.
We could ask the Red Sox savant. But I don't believe they have yet to give up 5 runs in an inning until last night, Curtis, this season. Am I right about that?
That is correct. And I will say the weather last night sucked.
It was horrible.
I was out, nice little old man walk, and it was like I got to the furthest point from my house. And it just was this, it wasn't pouring rain. It was just cold, raw rain. Like, it's the most Jekyll and Hyde weather pattern. It'll be 70 tomorrow. It'll be 40 on Saturday. Yeah, the world.
I heard. I don't want to veer into any other meteorological space, but I heard one of the experts say the real feels on Friday are going to be in the 30s.
Yeah,
wow. Is that correct?
Yep. And so, you know,
Jesus.
Thank you to everybody who bought a Tesla, but let's try and warm it up. But the Sox. I think I might have been totally wrong. Mm-hmm. They suck. And Cora sucks the most. What a sackless coward sitting there saying he wouldn't ask Devers.
I know.
Like, what would you say you do here? That's your job. And I feel like I don't get it. I don't get why he signed the 3-year deal. He's obviously got say in the front office. He was a huge part in bringing Bregman here.
Mm-hmm.
Cora was a guy who would do whatever Francona asked as a player. And he doesn't have the balls to ask Devers. And also, Devers doesn't speak up and say, I want to help the team. He's not, you know, he doesn't lack any culpability. But I don't know how John Henry or anybody that runs this organization tolerates the manager they're paying $7 million a year saying he will not ask the player that would most help the team to play first base.
Well, and you're right in a little bit about Devers. Like, he could insist that he wants to help out and spend a little time over there at first base. Yeah. I mean,
but what the hell does that mean? I mean, if Devers plays first base or not, I could care less. I think it's more about, you know, because you have all these other young players down in Worcester that you want to bring up. Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. This is the perfect opportunity. First base is open.
They're waiting on them because they are being frugal. Let's call it what it is. They are waiting on those guys because they want to earn extra service at the end of the thing and delay the inevitable. Mm-hmm. When it comes to paying their prospects.
So, like, him not playing Devers at first base isn't the reason why the Red Sox team is struggling or stinks or even the fact that, I mean, maybe it shows that as a manager and with the front office, maybe he doesn't have as much power as we think.
Yeah.
But really does. I mean, we all wanted Devers to go to DH. Now, all of a sudden, it's like a big thing. He has to be at first base.
Right.
No, it's not that, Wiggs. It's just that you're the manager of the team. And you don't even broach the topic.
Well, yeah, I said that. That's why I said it definitely leads to some power struggle where, you know, maybe front office says we want to keep him at DH. Don't even ask him. Right. And the manager's like, well, I want to ask him. But that's where there's a power struggle.
No, but it's reportedly the opposite, is that the front office wants him to play first and Cora refuses to ask him to.
Well, yeah. But that to me is the power struggle with Breslow and Cora, and how long does this relationship last? You know, we thought about, oh, it's cool, everything's good, but now if there's, you know, this power struggle between the front office and the manager.
Yeah, I don't even know how anybody defends it. What's the other side of this, Greg? What is the Cora explanation as to why he refuses to do it?
Oh, because they ruffled the feathers of Rafael Devers and asked him to be a DH in only form,
right.
And so they don't want to go back and risk upsetting the face of the franchise. It's like how everybody else deals with a workplace that potentially can be full of some who have have issues, right. I guess.
He probably said, listen, we already got him to move off of third base. He went kicking and screaming, and he got he's comfortable with the DH. So do we really want to have to force him to maybe he doesn't want to play first base?
It's exactly what their explanation was when we asked why he didn't fill in for Bregman when Bregman was on paternity leave. They said he's getting used to DH. That's they want him in that role. They want him to figure out that you know, the flow of the game that role, the mindset, and so that could screw with it.
But that's a much different thing where it's a game, whereas this is the rest of the season. Yeah. It's an opening that will exist between now and October should they decide not to make any moves. So I agreed with the Bregman move because you're going to, I mean, I found it silly, but baseball, but that's fine. It's one day. This is going to be between now and the end of September.
You can text this show at any time on the Subaru of New England text line. And here is a 508 text wondering, looking at this in a positive for Alex Cora, is he trying to force their hand when it comes to bringing the prospects up sooner than later?
That's a good point.
Curtis.
Well, okay, but why in between now and then, why wouldn't you ask him? Like, to not even ask him is a blatant way to tell your bosses you're not doing your job. Well, his job is to communicate to the player and explain to them what is expected of them.
Well, maybe he doesn't agree with them. And maybe it was like, I'm not asking him because I don't agree putting him at first base. Like Courtney said, he's in the mindset of being a DH. I'm not messing with that flow. We've already basically probably told him, like, this is the position that you're going to play from here on out moving forward. So I'm not even going to ruffle those feathers and bring him up. Let's figure out where we can do who we could put there in another position. Because if you put him there and he's not great, then you got to get him up out of there.
Right.
Oh, well, the horror.
Well, but it just messes with baseball players'
heads.
Greg
just said it. He's the face of your franchise. And I'm sure the conversation didn't go great when they broke the news to him that he was not going to be at third. He was going to DH. And they don't want to ruin that relationship further.
I don't think Devers is the face of the franchise. I don't think he's the most beloved player on the team by fans. I think it's Alex Cora is the face of the Red Sox, for better or worse.
You think Bregman is working himself toward that?
Yeah. For me, it was Kyle and Waltham, but they told him not to offer him a contract. Which is
I definitely agree that Bregman is probably, like, amongst the fans because he's having a good year. But I think if you went nationally and said, okay, who's the face of the Boston Red Sox, people everywhere would go, Rafael Devers. Like, the same way we would go, like, Aaron Judge or Juan Soto.
Yeah. All right. Curtis, are you answering all text messages this morning?
Sure, I don't have the text in here.
Here's a 508 text asking if you were offended, I was, that you were not asked to be the expert meteorologist testifying in the Karen Reed trial yesterday.
Oof, what a day. I was enraged.
How do they pick that dude who nobody has ever heard of?
Right.
And we have a weather expert right here who knows not only inches of snow and cat paws and all of those kind of things, but can forecast like nobody else.
Curtis is too close, I guess, to the case.
Maybe.
And as someone that threw a bunch of things into the snow when he was drunk, I know very well how to find things months later.
All right. Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday. That means Mego will be in here, and we'll be discussing tonight's game at 9 on this show. Before that, though, our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss Kendrick Perkins, who pulled a Wiggy when discussing about what tonight's game is for the Boston Celtics. Courtney has the news at 7:45. Oh, and I'm assuming this is happening. Shime is going to debut a new mock, and that's the only thing I know about it. So I got that text message from you last night. Is that happening this morning?
Yeah, this might be my greatest work yet, Greg.
Okay.
Wow.
When is that happening?
That'll happen as my lead today.
Oh, really?
So just very soon. Yep.
All right, a new mock.
Like NHL
Mitchell,
mock.
Mitchell have the top 10 as well for the Twitch and YouTube as well. So you'll be able to see it there.
I have no idea.
Good reminder that this show can be watched on YouTube or on Twitch, and on Twitch it is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers, And at Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds, they teach you how to buy them. And they are located in a state where you don't have to pay taxes. So you can visit them with the best prices in New England in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Let's see. What else do I have to mention? Oh, Hill Notes. We will play those back at 9:20, but now and throughout the show, a great time to leave a voice note on any topic. You do that on the Odyssey app. And here is Courtney now with what is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox with a tough home loss last night, 6-1 the final. Lucas Giolito went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight, 6:45, first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have game 2 tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7 with the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis is listed as probable while Sam Hauser is doubtful. As for other NBA playoff games, last night the Warriors go up game 1 on the Timberwolves after taking game 1 99-88. In the win, they lost Steph Curry, who will undergo an MRI today on a strained left hamstring. He is not expected to play in game 2. And the Pacers now up 2 games heading to Indiana after a 120-119 win in game 2. Important to note that the Cavs were without DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland. As for NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take game 1 against the Golden Knights, and the Hurricanes take it in overtime, Wiggy, over the Capitals to go up 1 game in their series.
I was watching the end of that game, and like the little tip in just beneath the goalie's pad, I was like so disappointed because, you know, I want Washington, Edmonton in the finals. So.
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. Is today just like a reprieve from the rain?
Yeah, no rain today. Tomorrow will be nice as well. Partly cloudy and 70 both days. And then Thursday, and then Friday, it's another washout. Saturday, more rain in the 60s, but Mother's Day looking beautiful, sunny, abundant sunshine around 70.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be in here at 9 talking about tonight and game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals coming up soon, I guess, during Leeds. The latest mock from Scheim. A guess on the Subaru of New England text line during the break, which is that it is a mock on the Patriots draft pick's favorite Pokemon cards or characters.
Is no, that... I would love to know that, unrelated.
Okay. All
right. Well, I'm excited. Unrelated. I'm interested to see what it is now.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat a good Scheim mock.
What? I have done a ton of scouting for this too, Greg. Uh-huh. Check the tape. Did some deep dives. Okay. It's been a process. Let me tell
Watched all the film?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I was grinding film last night.
Okay. It's got to be food related.
All right. Okay. May I offer a brief Odyssey app appreciation for a guy I met yesterday, Eddie, who drives every day for Toomey's Cleaners in North Andover. And Eddie is an everyday listener. I met Eddie in the waiting room at the office of Dr. Wu. And Eddie is suggesting, I don't know how you feel about this, that you can explain away any, if you have a performance issue with Jaylen Brown, that he was pointing to a nagging injury. That injury that Jaylen Brown dealt with all season says he doesn't feel like Jaylen Brown is playing like Jaylen Brown of last year. So
he's had his season was down, but a lot of it dealt with the injury, and he doesn't have the same explosion because of that knee injury. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're out there playing, I guess, like, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Tatum's wrist or Brown's knees, really no excuses you can make.
Knees are tricky too, because not only is he maybe in a little bit of pain, but he's probably worried. It's probably like a mental block too, where you don't want to push the knee too far and then deal with like a season ender.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if that's an issue, but if the doctor says, hey, listen, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to affect it, you just got to play through the pain, then mm-hmm. I think it becomes more of a mind game than anything.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Yes, sir. What's up?
So I wanted to talk about what you were talking about with the Red Sox and Devers and Cora. But the first thing, I was listening to yesterday's show. Is it you guys actually have to go to the DMV, RMV, or whatever you call it, and get a real ID? I mean,
yes.
In Florida, if you go get an ID, it's automatically a real ID. There's no, like, I've had one for over a year. I don't understand. It's typical Massachusetts, where the way that the state operates is just like – like ridiculous. I feel for you guys. Well, that sucks.
You don't have to show. I don't want to get into this real ID topic again. But you don't have to show. You don't have to bring a passport and envelopes that have your address on them and all that stuff when you do it.
No. I just have a license, and it has like a star on it. The star is basically indicating it's a real ID. But well, anyways, about. Yeah, about Devers and the, you know, the Red Sox. I know this is always looked at as like an old take and an old head take or whatever, and Scheim's probably going to go to that. But sometimes I feel like the old head take is got a lot of legitimacy, because when you look at Devers and a guy that doesn't want to just step up and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to give first a try because I want to try to help my team win. I mean, if that's an old head take, I don't know. But you look at guys like Troy Brown, one of the great Patriots of all time, when they needed a guy to play, you know, defensive back, Troy Brown stepped up and slayed it.
What about a guy who's heading into the Patriots Hall of Fame, Julian Edelman,
mm-hmm.
who
100%,
was willing to step up and play D when they needed him in a playoff game, no less?
It's all about like the concept of what are the stories we look at in sports that are the greatest, the overcoming of adversity, the underdog stories. None of those stories happen without sacrifice and players that are willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And when you look at a guy like Devers, or it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be baseball, any of these sports that we have now, you don't have that element the same way as you know, guys like Kevin Millar that really weren't good players, but they had that locker room presence.
Yep.
If that's an old take, I'm sorry, but the old head take, it still works. It's still relevant because it was what made sports great,
well,
you know, in the past, and we're losing that now.
And Mike, Curtis brought it up this morning, wisely so, it's even more of an issue that Alex Cora appears to be unwilling to ask him to do it. Like unwilling.
Yeah,
like,
that's the bigger issue.
Like afraid of offending, as Wiggy would call him, Ralphie Devers. Like, who, you're making $30 million a year or whatever the number is. Can you fill in a little bit? Like, if people weren't willing to fill in and help somebody out, help the organization out when it was needed, we would never know about five life jacks, Curtis.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. But it's literally the definition of his job is to communicate the organizational philosophy and act it with the players.
Yeah.
And here you are. You've been playing bad baseball for several weeks now. Your first baseman sucked. He got hurt, done for the year. You have an opportunity to move one of the hitters that has improved dramatically, Endeavors, to first, and then you can bring up Yoshida. Then you can DH Roman Anthony. You can do a million different things. And it's not like these guys are hitting the cover off the ball. They've been putrid at the plate.
Yeah.
But do you think it's a Cora doesn't want to ask him because
what do you think it is?
I think maybe he's just not asking Devers because he doesn't even want to go down that road.
What's the road?
Of, I already moved this guy off of one position, so I'm not going to put him through that. I don't think it's like...
No, they've already improved the team at one position.
But do you think Devers would say no if Cora asked him?
There's one caveat to all this, and that's that he asked him and he said no, and he doesn't want to publicly ridicule him.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but even that, it's just that would be unseemly because your highest paid player should be held accountable if he's not, because this is going to hurt Cora. Like, I'm sure Cora thinks he's fine. He probably is. But this is not what's in the best interest of the team. And I don't know how you don't lose other guys in that room who are playing, trying to do their best, when you have a guy that would be your best option at first, not even being publicly
asked. But see, that's where I disagree with you. I don't think Devers is your best option at first base. So I think if you put him there, it's not the best thing for the team.
What is it, Romo or Bobobo or these other guys?
No, I heard Keith and Jones talking about this, and they really made great points about it. You could move a more athletic, younger guy like Christian Campbell over there.
Well, we talked about that the other day
right,
on this show.
Who they've been moving around, who's more athletic. You could move him there, who would probably be a better fielder if you don't want to bring up those other guys.
Yeah.
Then you could figure out the second base slot, and you would still be able to DH Devers. I don't think Devers is the best option at first base. I think it's Campbell, Anthony, Meyer that are better than him, you know, fielders than him at first base.
Curtis, let's see. This 508 text says, now the same idiots that wanted Devers to DH are the same losers that want him to go to first. If your living room light goes dead, do you get a new light for the living room, or do you take the one that belongs in the kitchen?
I love horrible analogies. So I will say this. Yes, Einstein, you need a player at first base. Casas is done for the year. So, yes, I wanted him off third because Bregman's a better player. Anybody disagree with that at this stage of the year?
No.
Okay, thank you. So now, follow along. First base is now open. Instead of putting one of your prospects there that interrupts whatever development they're going through in Worcester.
In the case of Roman Anthony that has never really played there before.
Right, or Mayer. You move Devers to first, and then you can have the max amount of flexibility within your roster because everybody can DH. So you can have it specifically designed for the starting pitcher you're facing, for the series you're in the middle of, whatever. It is the easiest situation where you move a guy from the DH to first, and then you have a bigger pool of people that can then DH. Like, I don't even – and a guy who said publicly – he wants to be in the field.
Yeah, I think that field is third base. So he don't want to be on that. He don't want to be on that cold corner.
He doesn't want the warm corner.
Or the warm corner. Yeah. He don't want to be over there.
And even if you don't think this is what's going to work every time, the public way in which Cora is saying he's intentionally not talking to him about it is a horrible look.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Right now, though, let's begin this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Your fascination with that band is odd, Sean, but I like it.
There's a reason for it today, though, Greg.
Yeah, that is my sacrifice, right?
Yes, it is. Well done.
Scott Stapp and Shime's, arguably Shime's favorite band, Creed.
One of them. They're up there.
Dave Matthews. DMB is up there as well. I know.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Killers. You play a lot of Killers.
I do love the Killers as well. Yes.
And Sixpence, None the Richer.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shine.
Hey, Greg, it's mock season again.
Yes.
But this time in a totally different area. Greg, today I revealed to you my papal conclave mock.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Mitch has it for you up on Twitch.
You're going to have to pull down the lower third.
Wait a second.
Yes.
I didn't see this coming either. The conclave, is it underway today?
I believe it has begun now.
Okay. They're picking a new pope. We'll try to keep you up
to date. Yeah, I have no idea what the conclave was.
Wow,
what the hell is this?
Oh, Shime.
You have Gresh getting into the top 10?
Yeah, funny. Yeah, this guy's name is Mario Gresh.
Let's go O'Malley.
All right, let's go over, if we could,
yes,
the top 10 when it comes to who. All right, is anybody else, is Mel Kiper doing one of these, or is this
I am kind of scooting down my own lane here, Greg. I am the front runner here when it comes to papal mocks.
Okay.
And so I want to tell you my number one overall pick here is Pierre Battista Pizzaballa.
Oh, wow.
I mean, name alone is tremendous. He's 60 years old, so he's on the younger side of the candidates, which is something that I know a lot of us like. He is an Italian cardinal who is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem.
Ooh, okay.
So I really like Pierre Battista Pizzaballa.
What about his three cone drill?
It wasn't quite great. Bad knees.
Okay.
But it's okay. That's not required to be a good pope.
Right.
Number two, Sean O'Malley.
Yes.
80 years old, American cardinal, Archbishop of Boston.
Yeah.
The reason he is number two, Greg, he's the only cardinal in existence that's ever met me. So that's why he's number two.
Where was that?
At Logan Airport.
Okay.
But I thought you couldn't be over 70 and become the Pope.
No, I believe it's over 80.
Okay,
and actually,
so
technically, the only hard and fast rule is that you have to be a baptized Catholic male.
Mm. Okay.
That is the only hard and fast rule. Then there's other, like, cardinal requirements, more or less, that is the only hard and fast rule.
Fun fact, I met Sean O'Malley flying back from Ken's dad's funeral in Pittsburgh. It was like God went there to visit.
Number three, Anders Arborelius.
Oh.
Arborelius,
yes.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. 75, he is a Swedish cardinal. He is the very first Scandinavian cardinal. He was appointed by Pope Francis in 2017 and was named Swede of the Year in 2017.
Wow.
Really? Now, the knock on him is that he struggles with host distribution because of his arm length. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very similar to Will Campbell in that regard.
All right. Okay.
Number four, Luis Antonio Gokimtagle, 67, a Filipino cardinal. He has really cool titles. He is the pro prefect for the section of First Evangelization of the Dicastery of Evangelization, and is the president of Interdicastrial Commission for Consecrated Religious.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Right.
Number five, Pietro Parolin, 70. He is the Vatican Secretary of State. So that slides him right up there.
Oh, like the Rubio.
Yep. Six, Fridolin Ambongo, 65, a Congolese cardinal who's been the Archbishop of Kinshasa I believe 5 years now.
The issue with him, I read, is they asked him to study up on the Bible before a meeting, and he didn't do
it. Didn't do it?
Oh, no, tough.
Is he the only...
He came in kind of unprepared.
He can't identify the mic.
Is he the only black pope?
The only no, I think there's other candidates that are black.
Is he black though?
Yeah. He is straight from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
All right.
Number what am I on? Number seven. Raymond Burke. If you want a pope that's very opposite of Pope Francis, Raymond Burke's your guy. He was a huge critic of Pope Francis, former Archbishop of St. Louis.
All right.
A cardinal from St. Louis.
From the Lou.
Exactly. Right. Number eight is Gresh, Mario Gresh.
On-time sermons.
68, a Maltese cardinal. He's been tasked with overseeing a major reform process in the church.
I think he also thinks he invented radio.
Number nine is Charles Muangbo, 77, a Burmese cardinal, the Archbishop of Yangon in Myanmar.
A little old, I think.
Yeah, a little old. And then lastly, I have Matteo Zuppi. 70, he's from Italy. He is the Archbishop of Bologna.
All right. Okay. Bologna. Oh, who loves Bologna on a sandwich?
Bologna and cheese.
Zuppi has his own brand. I think it's called Everlasting. Is that what it is? he's going to be watching the conclave from his own draft room. Is that
my
correct?
Lord, Greg, that was good.
Wow, Shine.
Excellent.
This is unbelievable.
That's good.
So will you be wagering on Pier Battista Pizzabolla?
I mean, how can you not? With a name like Pizzabolla, how can you not elect this man the next pope?
Right.
My real question would be, what would his pope name be? Because they always change the name when they become pope. So, how do you go from Pier Battista Pizzabolla to, Pope John the 38th?
Right. They throw a Benedict in there here and there, too.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Good job, Shime.
That is Shime's latest mock. Conclave Mock 1.0 is what we're calling that, Shime.
Correct,
well done.
Yes.
Well done by you. Rest of today's leads coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Our very own weather smoke, Chris Curtis, says this may very well be the only nice day of the week. Right? Am I right about
today
that,
Curtis? Today and tomorrow. Okay. And then Friday, Saturday is going to be, yeah. And then right. Sunday will be very nice for Mother's Day.
Well, we are getting there. And it is a Celtics Wednesday with game two tonight. Mego will be here at 9. And we will talk NBA basketball with Mego on today's show. Tomorrow, front office report with Craig Breslow. And we can talk to Craig Breslow about the situation at first base and Rafael Devers and Alex Cora and all of those things. But we have leads left to get to this morning, including one now from Curtis.
All right. Shocking number of dog owners let their pooch sit at the table, according to a new survey. 44% of dog owners say they have their pup at their dining room table for dinner every night with their family.
Okay, this is not at a restaurant. This is at home.
Well, at the crib.
I'm sure restaurants would be there as well, but I love this. Ugh. I absolutely love it.
Disgusting.
There is nothing disgusting about it. Okay. They are part of the family. Mm-hmm. I think that the more dogs you have around you at all times, the happier you are. Yeah. And if you don't want to be rude and tell mom you don't like the Brussels sprouts, toss them to the dog. Win-win. I just am so... Wiggy's hatred of dogs in this
That's
way.
Not a hate. Yeah. I don't hate dogs. I just don't...
You kind of hate dogs.
No. There's a difference between liking dogs and having dogs sit on your table and eat with
but
you.
But not on the table, at a chair at the table.
What's the diff?
Well, what's
They're
the
still
difference?
Within, well, you know, arm's length of
have
food.
Have you ever had a snack on the couch?
Yeah,
and did you ever allow your dog on the couch?
No, I don't allow my dog on the couch. I don't allow my
never.
I never allowed my dog on the
did
couch.
Did you ever hug your dog?
Yeah, but I don't need to be on the couch to do
What's
that.
What's the point of having a dog if you're not going to snuggle the dog?
Yeah. I mean, that's just maybe it's a different world I'm from. I don't want my dog laying all over the couch.
Oh,
I don't want my dog in bed with me.
Oh, it's the best.
That's the best thing ever.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know about that. The dog's licking his butt. He's walking outside. He's eating poop, and then he's sitting at the kitchen table with you eating chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The only thing I would do differently with the Pudge Man is spend more time with him. Right. They're here for such a brief period.
No,
they
you should spend be time with. No, I'm good, brother. I am good when it comes to that. I do not want to take a lick of my ice cream and then hand it down to my dog so they can take new. Your dog
Curtis,
licks his booty.
When it comes to these, I don't know if they got this deep into it, but the 50% of dog owners who allow their dog to eat dinner with them at the table, are they eating the same thing as the family, or are they eating their food at
Good
the
question.
Table?
Good question.
It doesn't stipulate.
Come on, Greg. That's an easy answer. If they're sitting at the table, I guarantee you they're eating the same food that everybody else is eating. And they're probably off the same plate. Hey, here you go, Harry. Finish this little extra chicken cutlet and potatoes.
No, we don't do really a lot of table food for Harry.
I get that. You got fleas. Now you got fleas
what?
In your bed.
We don't 12%, have fleas.
12% of dog owners in the story, according to the poll, said they let their dog choose their meal. I don't know how that works.
You know, dogs go outside. They get ticks. They get fleas, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the dog's living outside. Harry goes out, uses the restroom, and then is clawing his way back inside.
But you don't take Harry to the park?
No, we do, but then we wash him down. Yeah. We take a wipe.
Stop lying.
We do.
People be lying. He goes out there, and he enjoys running around, and he's stepping on poop, and then next thing you know, he's
We have a thing of wipes next to the door.
And he's got poop feet in your bed.
Now, you don't allow Harry to sit at the table and eat with you two.
No, not at the table.
Would you do that, though, now that you've heard this?
Of course. Like, when we're sitting at the table, he's usually at our feet laying down, but we sometimes have our meals, like our dinner, if we want to watch something, on the couch, and Harry's on the couch, so what's really the difference?
There's no difference. No. If you sleep with your dog, you might as well eat with your dog.
Yeah. Will you stop with the sleeping? There's nothing better than having Bullet, lying right between me and DMs. Yeah. I love it. Mm. The guy is a cuddle monster. Oh. And who doesn't
smelling like corn chips?
No, he doesn't smell like. He smells Stop like.
It. You think Greg would hate heaven. Smelling like corn chips?
Smells like heaven. And they're like, their little snores.
Right, right. It's okay when they have a nightmare and they're like barking and yelping a little bit. You have to calm them down.
Oh, it's so nice.
Fighting all in the bed.
All right, Courtney, I need to do this rapid fire. These are all the things people do for their dogs. 38% say they add a little extra ingredient like chicken broth to make the meal more enticing.
We do that.
Hand mixing food to make it more appetizing, 30%. Mm. Saying a special phrase or word before feeding them. I know DM says that for you, Greg. giving them a little treat or snack before their meal as an appetizer, 20%. Plating their meal as if I'm preparing a gourmet dish at a restaurant, 16%.
Auntie Kathy does that.
Using specific utensils, 12%. And my
Wait, whoa, whoa. Utensils?
Using specific
utensils. How does a dog use a utensil?
It's a smart dog.
It's a smart... I mean, Pudge loved an amuse-bouche.
I don't buy that.
And dancing with my dog before dinner, 10% of respondents.
I saw a guy walking his dog the other day. The dog was wearing a diaper. Is that on the list?
Are you sure it wasn't Greg?
No, you didn't. I
100% did. Walking in downtown Lowell, there was an older gentleman with a cane. His dog had a diaper on.
Oh, well, it could have been a female dog, too, because they use the diapers before, if they don't get the dog fixed once a month, you know?
That same dog's laying in the bed with this old guy.
Relatable one here, but when I was waiting in the ferry line to come back from Nantucket last weekend or the weekend before, an older gentleman, his dog went number two right there in the ferry line, and the guy had wipes with him.
Oh, my
God. He wiped down the like the cobblestones, which I thought was very nice.
Was that Ken?
That's really nice.
That's a dog owner that I have respect for.
Yeah.
Like, if I had had wipes in the elevator, I would have been able to solve the bullet situation immediately.
I'm getting a million text messages. Gross.
Really?
Everybody
your
I know
is
like,
all saying gross.
A good question from Game Dog in the Twitch chat. If you had to pick, you're out to dinner. You have a dog or a toddler at the table. Which would you rather have?
Toddler all day long.
Dog all day long.
Yeah, give me the toddler. Because I know for the most part, maybe the toddler eats his boogers, but the toddler is not licking his booty and is not licking his feet that he stepped on all over.
Here's a text saying, Wiggy, this is WPS. Is that correct?
It's like, I would say it's probably... I don't want to generalize, but it leans more that way. But then again, my mother was a cat lady, and she used to let the cats, you know, eat food out of her mouth.
Oh,
thing is, she was white, so that maybe
she did.
Oh yes,
she let the cats eat food out of her mouth.
Yeah, like you know, she put a little thing, and the cat would climb up on it. Yeah, why I was like, Ma, I'm not eating at your house. We're good. We're going out to eat.
That's extreme.
We need to unpack that.
She put the little, like, you know, like a piece of bread or something.
In her mouth, and then the cat would eat it out of her mouth?
It would come out, like, in, you know, like, and would, you know, take it off her.
How
like,
do you feel about dogs or cats who have been trained to do their business on the toilet?
Impressive.
I've never seen that parents.
No.
Or meet the Falkers, whatever it was.
A lot of pet owners have been able to train their dog or their cat that way.
Yeah.
Well, if you could do that with a dog, I'd give you credit.
Yeah, very it's impressive.
All right, Curtis, excellent lead this morning.
Thanks so much.
I don't want to glaze you or anything.
Well,
excellent lead.
I think it's also, don't you and DMs eat pasta that way where you each begin at the end of the linguine?
They baby bird it?
No, we don't.
Yeah, that's what my
like Drew Barrymore.
We do not do that. Speaking of pasta, congratulations to Davios, who celebrated their 40th anniversary last night.
I saw that on your story.
Had a little soiree, and in that business, to be able to do what Steve DiFilippo and everybody else has done at Davios for 40 years is pretty incredible. So,
did they have past spring rolls?
No, they had past little tuna tartare things in like a crusty shell thing, which were...
Yum.
I tried one.
Right.
And then they had some past, like gnocchi with mushrooms in a sauce.
Mm.
They had sliders, both chicken and the beef variety.
Their spring rolls, though, are the moneymaker.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't know why they didn't, or maybe I just didn't get them.
Yeah, they're so good.
Well, maybe they said we made it 40 years despite Greg's broken sauce.
All right. We will get to the rest of today's leads next.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.